This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Trevor is here. Austin Berkman's hanging around. Isaac Trotter is here. He's going to join us now every Monday to talk Illinois football. Excited to get Isaac on. Really appreciate. We basically stole him, Derek, from the morning show, from the Jeremy Werner show. And really, it all worked out because Isaac has classes now in the morning. So you and I, did we have to give anything up in that trade?
I don't think we did. I think you had the free agent market. It was kind of like Antonio Brown leaving the Raiders, and we're just like, come, just come over here.
Well, do we want him? I mean, if it's similar to that, do we want Isaac Trotter in?
He's talented. We'll work out the other stuff.
That's a good point. He's kind of a head case. We'll deal with that. No, I'm kidding. Isaac Trotter, though, is going to join us here in the 4 o'clock hour. As we do every Monday before Illinois football games, we bring in Ben Peterson from the U of I Meat Sales Room, and he is in studio. How are you, Ben?
I'm doing great today. Beautiful weather.
It is beautiful weather, and it's always nice to just pull up in the drive into the parking lot and see a grill running, a cooler out there, and I saw somebody picking up a bratwurst, and I'm like, done. Do we have to do the show? So today's meat of choice is bratwurst.
Yep. Beer boiled bratwurst.
Oh.
So I went ahead and boiled the beer in Miller High Life. And then we're going to grill it today, and we should have some ready for you pretty soon.
This is awesome. And we're going to have a lot of listeners coming by. They qualified last week. If we have extra left over, I will announce it. And then people driving by here by the station can come in. But otherwise, we ask this week for you to allow those that won when we gave that away the opportunity to come by. So when you say you already prepared the bratwurst, now, obviously, I'm smart enough to know that you just kind of dumped it in beer and rolled it. So when you do that, how long before you grill the bratwurst do you do that? Kind of take me through the process of getting ready to throw the grills on the grill, or the brats on the grill. Sorry.
So if it was a normal night, if I was grilling for my wife and I would boil them for about 12, 15 minutes and then just put them straight on the grill. But if I'm getting ready for a tailgate on a Saturday, maybe Friday night, I'll go ahead and so what I did yesterday on Sunday, I went ahead and boiled them in the beer. Let them cool down in the fridge, put them in some Ziploc bags, kept them in the fridge to get them cooled down quickly, and then I just pulled them out, put them on the grill.
Nice.
So.
Nice.
So that's something you might want to leave soaked in beer when you take over to your tailgate. Is that something you would consider, or is it just maybe one night that on that Friday night when you boil them?
Yeah, just on the Friday night. Okay. I would take them out of the beer just so they can cool down quicker and be a lot safer eating experience.
That's fair. So let's say on a Sunday I'm wanting to grill for NFL football, and I've come to the U of I Meat Sales Room, and I've grabbed some bratwurst, or better yet, I buy them today, and I'm getting ready, and then, but I forgot to throw them in the beer, let's say. A lot of times I just throw them on the grill and let them go, and they're fine, but is there anything else you would do, or is it bad to let them maybe sit in? I mean, I guess you could still boil them for a quick, but do you have to boil them?
You don't have to, since they are a fresh product. If you're going to grill them straight away, maybe put them on indirect heat for a little while.
Okay.
And then once you can check the temperature, internal temperature up to 165 degrees Fahrenheit, and then you can put them over direct heat to get those nice grill marks.
Got it. What do you like to do with brats?
Put them on a bun. If you got some sauerkraut, put some sauerkraut with them, and then some hot and sweet mustard.
Ooh.
I like that spicy sweet mustard.
See, I do too. Now, I'm one of those idiots that does ketchup. I do ketchup on hot dogs. Mustard on brats.
I put ketchup on both.
Okay.
But
okay. Pipes, how about you?
Ketchup.
Ketchup on both.
Yep.
Okay. I don't know why I would do that. I mean, I don't know. Is bratwurst, what's more popular, hot dogs or bratwurst? Probably hot dogs because of kids.
Yeah, and they're fully cooked already, so you can put them in the microwave.
Good call.
And get them real quick. But it's pretty much 50-50 at the meat lab.
Okay. So. Yeah, I was going to say, because I've always tended to just lean towards hot dogs, but I think it's because bratwursts are kind of out of thought, out of mind. Like, if I don't think about them, but man, when I have one, like today, I've been thinking about this all day. I can't have them. So when you're grilling them, what do you like to look on the outside? Because this was a little bit harder with the sausage. I think sausage is pretty, I mean, sausage is sausage, right? Mm-hmm. You get it to a certain heat and go. On the outside of a brat, what do you look for when you're out grilling? In other words, because a lot of us don't have a thermometer sitting around at tailgate, let's say.
Yep, so if you're putting them over indirect heat first, you want them to get to a nice golden brown.
Okay.
And then once they get to that color, you can put them over the direct heat, kind of get them a little charred. You don't want to burn them. I think everyone knows what burnt looks like.
Right.
Try to get them off before they get too burnt.
Although, wildly, I've got a buddy that loves burnt Like anything you burn, he like if chicken, he wants it just almost tarred. You know, you're like, what do you what? Yeah. But that's how he loves it. So, all right. So if I'm out at the tailgate lots against Eastern, no, who are we playing?
Eastern Michigan.
Eastern Michigan this Saturday, and I start my grill with these brats. You're thinking early on, kind of line them. If it's a charcoal, line them on the outside so there's not direct heat. If it's gas or propane, just put them off to a little bit to the side of the burner. Let them sit there. So let's say for you think 10, 15, 20 minutes on the indirect and then throw them over, and then you're pretty much ready to go.
Yeah, depending on how hot your grill is. If it's around 400 degrees, it may take 10 minutes on indirect, okay, and then pretty quick over direct heat.
Sweet. All right.
So, when we did this 2 weeks ago, you guys had a great sale on the sausage, the breakfast sausage, 20 patties for $10. What are we looking at with the brats?
So we have boxes of brats today, 17 brats in a box for $15.
Oh, nice. Wow. Okay, 17 brats?
Yep.
That would last me if I didn't tailgate. That would last
me your family and friends.
A long time. I love that. All right. So, okay, U of I Meat Sales Room, 1503 South Maryland Avenue. I thought, and then we're going to talk about your email here in a minute. I thought the best way you described is how to get to the U of I Meat Sales Room is there's Memorial Stadium, and then to the east of that is the cemetery.
Yep.
And then right past the cemetery to the east of that is the U of I Meat Sales Room.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it's that simple to come in.
Very simple.
The hours, Tuesday and Thursday from 1 to 5:30 in the afternoon. 1 to 5:30 in the afternoon, Tuesday and Thursday. Friday mornings, 8 to 1 o'clock in the morning. So 8 in the morning till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Tell me about your email. And crazily enough, I did not subscribe to this, which I need to do. So how do I do it again? It's meatandeggsales.illinois.edu.
Yep. So if you go to that website, there's an option to subscribe. Hit the subscribe button, put your email in, and then it usually takes about a day, but
got it.
Once I send out a meat mail, you should be getting them.
And you'll get emails basically that talk about any kind of specials the U of I Meat Sales Room has, or just little tips, I guess.
Yeah, I like to add recipes in every now and again.
Nice.
And then, like you said, talk about sales if we have an abundance of a certain product.
Okay, this is awesome. Bratwurst it is today. This is fun. What's your favorite meat to grill?
Favorite meat to grill?
Ooh. Is it a steak?
So
do we all just kind of go with the steak?
We could go steak. So if I'm doing a charcoal grill, I like to do pork chops or ribeye steaks. Oh. If I'm doing a smoker,
yeah,
I'll do the bigger items like a Boston butt or ribs.
Mm, so. Yes. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with a hamburger on the grill either.
No.
That's great. Not at all. And especially charcoal. Now, you always do charcoal here in our parking lot here at SJ Broadcasting. Is that what you would rather grill with is charcoal?
For the most part.
Yeah.
Like I said, each gas grill and charcoal grills each have their own uniqueness.
I agree.
But for the most part, charcoal, I like the flavor that the charcoal gives the meat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt. I know sometimes, like with me, getting off work at 6, by the time I get home at 6:30, it's hard for me to fire up the charcoal and let it sit for a while before you can grill. It's easy just to fire up the grill propane. So I understand sometimes timing, but if you've got all day on Saturday, then why not, man?
Yep.
You got time to do it. All right, so Ben Peterson is here, U of I Meat Sales Room. I'm going to do it right now at this next break. meatandeggsales.illinois.edu. That's what you want to email. Then subscribe, and then you'll start getting emails from Ben about little tips, little recipes, also any sales that they have at the U of I Meat Sales Room. Definitely give them a go and look over at the U of I Meat Sales Room, 1503 South Maryland Avenue. Again, Tuesday and Thursday, 1 to 5:30 in the afternoon, Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 o'clock. Next time we see you, we'll be eating bratwurst.
Absolutely.
That's the best part, man. We send Ben out of here, and then he comes back with food. We're like, yes! All right, Ben, thank you, buddy.
We're gonna
be hitting this up as we move along today. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to tell you what we got. We've got Isaac Trotter, Illini Inquirer. He's in studio. He's already here. So he'll come back in, and we'll talk Illinois football the rest of the hour. Illinois gets it done, 31-23. Can't wait to talk about that. We'll do, Ben will bring some more food in at the end of the hour, so Derek and I get to eat, as well as Isaac and Trevor. So we'll do that. And then, 5:05, you'll hear from Lovey Smith, Rod Smith, Josh.
Imator Bebe.
That's it. What an athletic touchdown he had. We'll do that. And then, of course, next hour, some more Illinois football talk and a next question, NFL Week 1 edition. A lot going on. Sloppy play. Sloppy.
For your Cardinals?
For everybody. I watched so many games.
New England didn't look too sloppy.
Well, no, they didn't, shockingly. Yeah. You know, can we just go ahead and say that Bill Belichick's the best coach that's ever lived? ever.
We probably should if we haven't already.
Yeah, we should. All right, find us on Twitter. Just search at The Drive 93.5.
You can also find our podcast on all platforms, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go to tayandpiper.podbean.com. You can stream us live at espncu.com or watch us live on YouTube. Just search Tay and Piper or The Drive 93.5.
Isaac Trotter, Trevor Valise, Derek Piper, Lante, we break down Illinois-UConn. The Illini, 2-0. It's The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
On Saturday, September 28th, the Walk to Defeat ALS will take place at Dodds Park in Champaign. The Walk to Defeat ALS honors those living with ALS, their caregivers, and family while remembering those who have left us too soon. The Walk to Defeat ALS is the largest source of revenue for the ALS Association, which provides programs and services at no cost to patients living with ALS. Everyone can become a part of the fight by joining the Walk to Defeat ALS. For more information, visit web.alsa.org/champagnewalk.
If you're a small business owner, there's no better place to find the impact hire to help your business than LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends qualified candidates from their community of engaged and career-minded people, candidates who you likely won't be able to reach anywhere else. The truth is, over 70% of the U.S. workforce is on LinkedIn, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting a job on LinkedIn and visit linkedin.com/sports to get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/sports for $50 off your first job post. linkedin.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Stay in the know with alerts from Prospect Bank. Our alert messaging system has been enhanced and now offers more notification opportunities than ever before. Do you want to know when a transaction occurs on your account or a balance hits a certain threshold? Log into online banking at bankprospect.com or through our e-mobile app to start utilizing alerts and never miss another notification. Sign up to receive alerts via email, text message, push notification, or your online banking secure inbox. It's smart, it's easy, it's alerts from Prospect Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Mike Golic, Trey Wingo, and Mike Golic Jr.
Did anybody have a better Sunday than Lamar Jackson? 5 touchdown passes, over 300 yards, 17-20, a perfect passer rating, and he put on a clinic.
There were a lot of people that had questions about Lamar Jackson, a lot of people that were very vocal about that. It's okay to not swing too wild one way or another and just give credit for what was a great day.
Correct.
Like, we can all be excited about what this is going forward. We can all account for the opponent. But the one thing that's encouraging is the quality of the throws that we saw there, the ability to stand back there in the pocket, take time and do the things he did. Lamar Jackson had this attention thrown on him. Lamar Jackson had all these people constantly doubting him, and that had to feel unbelievable to go and stick it to every single one of them.
Hear more from Golic and Wingo tomorrow morning on ESPN Radio.
Dell semi-annual sale is officially on. You now have the rare chance to get the latest Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors at 17% off, a discount usually reserved just for Dell employees. Shop a wide selection of leading-edge Dell and Alienware monitors and more, all with free shipping. Call 800-BUY-DELL or go to dell.com/semi-annual sale to enjoy huge limited-time employee savings. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Tuesdays are the worst. They're all that stands between you and the downhill part of the week. But now they're a lot less worse, because Wing Tuesdays at B-Dubs are buy one, get one free traditional wings. So Monday, you may kick off the week. Wednesday, you may have a cool nickname. Thursday, you might be the almost weekend. But watch your back, because Tuesdays just officially became Wing Tuesdays. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar!
Buy one traditional wings order and get one of equal value free. Participation and promotional details vary by location. Check in with your favorite Buffalo Wild Wings to learn more about this offer.
Welcome back to No Brainer. Gary.
I'll take cars and trucks.
What's the best way to protect your engine from gum, varnish, and corrosion?
Stabil 360.
Gasoline with ethanol can go bad in as little as blank.
30 days?
Using Stabil 360 ethanol treatment year-round is what?
Is it a no-brainer?
It is. You win peace of mind, Gary.
Awesome. Can I have money?
Stayville 360. It's a no-brainer. Available where fuel additives are sold.
Pros, when the job demands more of the supplies you use most, start with Lowe's. Because at Lowe's, we stock the right quantities you need for any size job. And at everyday savings, like up to 30% off drywall, drywall accessories, and insulation every day when you buy in bulk. Order at Lowe'sForPros.com, and we'll have your order ready for pickup with dedicated pro loaders to get you loaded up and back to the job site faster. For your next job and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's.
My name is Ken Amtower. We started with a fire pit and then added seating. We added on to the existing patio. We now have a gorgeous space. Words can't describe. To have a space that is so peaceful that it allows you to relax and collect your thoughts is invaluable to me. And I have a place that I can't help but be proud of.
I'm Alan Perkinson, and our team would love to serve you at your home or business. Check us out at allcreation.net.
Randy Graham at Curtis Orchards.
I've been making the cider there for almost 40 years now. My son-in-law, Jeremy, has joined me. We take all the remaining apples and we make cider out of them and we freeze that cider. And it's just delicious. I don't know, converting cider to slush is magical. It's just amazing what it does, which are one of the best drinks you can ever have. And it's healthy for you. I drink the cider slushes all the time because it's refreshing and it revives you, really. There's a little bit of natural sugar in there. Delicious.
Curtis Orchards.
It's not ironic that the last four digits of Rosati's are 23-34. The two best Chicago athletes wore number 23 and number 34. And Rosati's makes some of the best Chicago-style pizza in Champaign-Urbana. 23, the number of the greatest basketball player ever, Michael Jordan. Like Rosati's, they always are delivering in the clutch. Walter Payton or Sweetness wore number 34. Rosati's has a smooth and sweet sauce that packs a powerful punch of flavor on their pie like Walter Payton in the end zone. So get the legendary Chicago-style pizza by dialing 328-2334. 4328, Michael Jordan, Walter Payton.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Long Tay and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
We have new music. All right, take a quick venture to Colorado, and we've got, don't even know who this is.
It came from Hans D's playlist.
Oh, no! It's The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper, Isaac Trotter's in the room. Trevor Valise is going to join us. The Cardinals have a 4.5-game lead on the Chicago Cubs. Can we just touch on that real quick before we get to Illinois football? Now that Trevor really isn't at the mic in the other room, so we don't have to make him feel bad. What is going on? Isaac, you told me a stat today.
Yeah.
What is it?
If the Cardinals finish this, all right, so you got 19 games left, right? They go 10-9 to finish. The Cubs would have to go 16-4 to pass them.
Wow!
16-4. So the Cardinals right now are feeling really, really good. You got obviously 7 games left against them. It's going to be nervous. But I don't know. I just am enjoying the fact that we got 3 Cardinal fans in one room. No more greasy Cubs fans to talk about. They're in second place. They got holes all over the place. This is fantastic.
What is going on, Piper? I mean, Adam Wainwright right now is like he's like a given win.
You just got to slot him in for, well, he won on the road. I was going to say, slot him in for a playoff game in Busch Stadium. You feel pretty good. Obviously, Jack Flaherty's as much of a given win as anybody in baseball right now when he's on the mound.
Dakota Hudson's really good, too.
He's been unreal.
16-5.
That's unreal. Has Colton Wong, is he the MVP of the offense?
No, I still think the MVP is Goldschmidt. I mean, everything that he's done is
even more than Ozuna.
Yeah, because, I mean, you look at Goldschmidt's line right now, 29 homers, 80 RBIs. His OPS is just a little over 800. Ozuna, 26 homers, 81 RBIs. So they're really close on what they've produced. Wong's been awesome, though.
Nobody knew that about Goldschmidt.
Right.
What you just said, those stat lines, I guarantee you there's not a Cardinals fan out there that realizes he's got 28 homers.
The thing that's interesting here, boys, is there's a chance the Cardinals could have 3 30-homer guys because Paul DeYoung's at 26 as well.
That's crazy.
When is the last time that the Cardinals have had 3 guys hit 30 bombs? I don't want to make this all about homers because Colton Wong's been fantastic.
Absolutely.
I mean, you just look at what he's done. 10 homers, 24 doubles. It's one of the tops on the team. His batting average of .286, OPS just under 800. I mean, he's the good right now. Getting on base. A lot too. 45 walks, slugging over 400. Like everything that you'd want from him. Like it feels a little weird because he's going to hit his way to a gold glove, right? Does that make sense?
No, I agree.
Like now that he finally has a good offensive season, he'll be like, "Oh, you're a really good defensive player." And he's like, "I've been doing this since I've ever got here, right? This is all I do."
It's true, man. It's absolutely true. How much credit last question, then we'll go to Illinois. How much credit, Pipes, does Mike Schilt get in all this?
A ton, because, and I grilled him a couple months ago for saying that there was an article in there, you know, where's the urgency? Why are we not allowed to freak out? And like, oh, well, you know, give us the whole season. Look what the Blues did. And, yeah, I mean, 22-6 in August last year, this year, nearly as good. And
yeah.
The composure that they showed throughout the, they had the composure that we did not have.
It's crazy.
As fans.
Did you say Blues?
I did. Yeah.
Doesn't get old. Sorry, Hawks fans. Let's move on. Because, I'm not, like, they're 4.5 games up, so I'm not even doing this to rip on Cubs fans right now. It's just, I'm shocked.
Yeah,
totally
everything went
shocked.
Right. Yeah, everything has gone right toward the second half. I mean, remember at the trade deadline when we were all bashing them after they didn't make a move, didn't trade for Zach Wheeler, and all those things. And what did Mozeliak come out and say? He said, trust what we have.
Right.
And we're going to get these additions. And you know what? He's been right. A part of it, though, is the Cubs are not really good right now.
They have
a lot of flaws, but you are taking advantage of the situation.
And the schedule, too.
Yeah. And the schedule,
well, that's
too.
That's true.
And now it's time to go play the Braves in the postseason eventually. Lock this down, right? Go play the Braves and see what you can
see
do.
See what happens. But, you know, still a lot of time left. Obviously, a trip day off today and then 16 straight games for the Cardinals. So, Cubbies, listen, I guarantee you they're not thinking they're out of this. They could get hot here, win 6, 7, 8 in a row, and the next thing you know, you're within 2 games of the Cardinals. So this thing could get, we know that, as Cardinals fans, believe me, Cubs fans. All right. Isaac Trotter's in studio, Illini Inquirer, and
he didn't come just to talk about Cardinals.
No, although it just worked out perfectly, didn't it? Follow Isaac on Twitter at Isaac_Trotter2. You did not go to the Illinois Connecticut game, but you're here and you're going to be here every Monday. And we really appreciate this, to break down Illinois games. So Illinois wins 31-23. Here's the one thought I have. And then I want each one of you to give me your thought, like, of the game. The thought I had, and I even tweeted about it early on, was it's almost like I am now so used to immediately getting mad at this team and immediately giving up almost with this team and giving up with Lovey and sitting there saying, oh, we pay him all this money and it's time. It's the fourth year and it's time to do this. And I look up and it's 13-0 Connecticut and I'm wasting a vacation day in Colorado trying to watch Illinois and I'm getting mad and I'm like, why am I doing this to myself when I'm having a great time in the state? And then I finally just said, Lon, you need to calm down and let this game play out and see what happens, right? The 31-23, and I'll start with you, Derek, is not exactly what you want. The feeling of it is not what you want like you had with Akron when you won 42-3. And it's not quite the NFL where I always say a win is a win is a win. I don't care where it's at. I don't care by how much. If you get a win in the NFL, you move to the next week. You don't care. I almost feel like for Illinois, they've almost got to take that approach. It's a non-conference road win. You got it. Move on.
Yeah, I mean, you have your starting running back out, Reggie Corbin, and you obviously have the injuries on defense. Of course, that's something you have to overcome for the long term of the season. It's disappointing when you play one of the worst, if not the worst, power conference team in the country, and you beat them by possession. And the way you started there was not encouraging. The running game, I thought the offensive line did not have a very good game.
Agreed.
Brandon Peters made some bad decisions. I know he still threw 4 touchdowns. I just think it's hard because you're teetering between eye tests and just getting the W.
Great point.
You're just saying, if you look at the Akron game, and a lot of people want to say, well, look how they looked and what they did, and then comparing it to the rest of the Big Ten West, and you're putting more into just a win over Akron.
Yes.
And then you can't do the same thing with UConn and go, well, you just got the W. Like, there were a lot of flaws there. The defense gave up nearly 300 yards to a true freshman quarterback who was a backup.
Mm.
So I think you are caught in that where after week one, you could convince yourself into 7 wins.
Okay.
After week two, I could – other than Rutgers, convinced myself that Illinois will lose every other Big Ten game.
That is a great point. Isaac Trotter, should I feel good about being 2-0 thanks to a 7-point win over UConn?
I think you should absolutely feel good about being 2-0, but I think feeling good about 2-0 and also looking at UConn and going, you know what, things didn't go right there. They didn't play as well as they should have.
Right.
Both of those can be true, right? So you can come out of this feeling great that you're undefeated. You're still on track. This would have been a massive, massive disappointment if Illinois lost this game. I mean, imagine if we're sitting here today and Illinois 1-1, how we would feel about this.
I'd just be eating bratwurst.
Lovie Smith would probably not be here next year, and there'd be no chance.
Right.
Right? No chance of what was going to happen. A thought or an idea of a bowl game is completely out of the window. And you're not even talking about a bowl game now after, if you lose that game. So, yes, now we're still having these conversations. Everything of your long season goals are still on track. But that, again, what you saw on Saturday, the product on the field on Saturday wasn't very good. And Lovie Smith will tell you that. And Rod Smith will tell you that. At the press conference today, the weekly press conference, Lovie was really annoyed with how they started. Rod Smith said they felt like they were sleepwalking at the beginning of the game. And that's what happens when you're down 13-0. But you got to give them credit for coming back and bouncing back and responding. And, again, if you, a couple turnovers here and there, and Illinois could have won that game about 48-15, right?
I agree.
We could have absolutely had that situation. Yep. They didn't do a good job of extending that lead. But at the end of the day, they're 2-0. All of your long-term plans are still full go.
Yep.
And listen, if we're here in 2 months and Illinois beats Northwestern in the final game of the year to go 6-6, no one cares about how you beat UConn. It's just the fact that you beat them.
Great point. Derek Piper, you brought up the offensive line. That is a position last week that I talked about and said we probably won't talk about them this much this year because they're just going to go do their job. And I didn't mean anything bad by it. I meant everything great by it, saying, listen, line, we're not going to talk about you because we know you're going to dominate. They didn't Saturday. So for both of you, how much of a worry is that, or do you think maybe that is more of a sleepwalking thing that they'll battle through?
Well, I was going to ask Isaac, because outside of Jakari Norwood's 50-yard carry, they had 109 yards rushing on 34 attempts.
Mm.
And how much of that is the Reggie Corbin factor, and how much of that is just the offensive line got beat up a little bit by UConn?
No, I definitely think it's the Reggie Corbin factor there, too.
Okay.
Reggie Corbin's a really, really good football player. I think sometimes it's easy to forget how good he is. And he has this unique ability to slippery, miss tackles, see things that you don't see, that makes the offensive line look good, that makes everything click and come together, right? So not having those are big. But I think when you look at the offensive line, I wasn't totally pleased with them during the game. But then when I went back and watched it the second time, I really didn't feel like it was all of their fault.
Okay.
UConn had 2 sacks. Both of those are because inexperienced running backs were playing that didn't pick up a block, and Brandon Peters got smoked twice. And those were the 2 sacks that they gave up. So while they didn't run the ball that great, there were openings. There were some holes where they were able to get through and do their thing. The running backs just missed them because they're new. Jakari Norwood hasn't played a lot of football.
Right.
Kenyon Sims hasn't played a lot of football. Now, Ravon Bonner just doesn't have the vision that Reggie Corbin has. So I do think the offensive line was pushed around a little bit at times, and that's not something you love to see. But at the end of the day, Alex Palcheski and Vidarian Lowe, your 2 tackles, I'm not worried about them at all.
Okay.
Kendrick Green has continually proved that he is one of the best offensive linemen on the team. And Kramer and Pettibon, they're going to be fine in the future. So I'm not too concerned about them looking back, but in the moment – and you look at the numbers and you go, Illinois rushed for 3.7 yards
a carry
against a UConn defense.
That's bad.
That's not good enough.
No.
They'll need to be better. I think they will be better in the future.
7 touchdowns, 1 interception so far for Brandon Peters. The one, of course, to start the game against, it's taken to the house by UConn for a quick 7-0 lead. I think you got a pretty good quarterback on your hand.
He's a good player. And the thing is that, that mistake that he made early, and Tyler Coyle made a good route, play to pick that off and took it. That's a good player there too. But the fact that he was able to bounce back from that is really good. And that second quarter was one of the best quarters of football we've seen from an Illinois quarterback in a really long time. He threw 3 touchdowns there. The one scramble and throw to Josh Imatorbebe was really, really good.
Yes.
For a touchdown. I mean, Imatorbebe helps to have 47-inch vertical.
Oh, my.
Yeah, this guy over
that
people. So I think you're encouraged with what you've seen from Brandon Peters. He talked today. It's good to get that interception out of his system early.
Okay.
He'd rather have that one hurt him against UConn, and hopefully he gets bounced back on the road. Again, I don't think he's going to throw for 4 touchdowns every game.
No.
I still think at the end of the day he's a game manager, but a game manager who doesn't turn the football over is with this offensive line and these wide receivers and these running backs, you can win some football games with that.
Can Imatorbebe rebound?
He's a really good
player. I know. Actually,
he's one of the best on the team. He's one of the best on the team.
Teasing the line on Inquirer, I got a question of which football player would I put on Illinois basketball after the bowl game?
Oh, that's right.
Okay. And I put Can even Torbebe go before?
I'll tell you an underrated one, though. Nate Hobbs, between the legs dunk. I've seen it in person happen multiple times. He's really, really good.
Okay.
And a good shooter, too.
Okay.
So if you need a slasher, say Trent goes down with a little injury or defensive stopper, Nate Hobbs might be your
guy. Can Batiku rebound?
Batiku's a monster.
Because we know he can get sacks.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He's the nation.
My goodness. Well, I want to talk defense here in a minute, but Piper,
yep.
The wide receivers, a group we came in kind of eyeing with a skeptical eye a little bit, but yet not knowing kind of what Trayvon Sidney and Imatorbebe were going to give you, hoping Ricky Smalling kind of bounce back. So far, so good with that crew.
Yeah, no doubt. I like to see Trayvon Sidney be healthy, of course, a little bit higher usage. Even Tor Bebe looks the part, as good as advertised, the high point in the end zone, of course, and then breaking another tackle and getting in for another score. I love the way that he looks. I said it last week. I said it again. Those top three look like a legit Big Ten receiving core.
Illinois. And, yep, go ahead.
Well, and the thing with him at Tor Bebe, too, is he has had seven targets. He's caught the ball six times. The one target that he didn't catch was a pass interference call in the end zone, and he still made the catch.
Wow.
They just pushed him out of bounds, and he couldn't get his feet in bounds. So
okay. You
throw the ball to him, he's coming down with it. That's something Illinois' wide receivers did not do well last year. They were second in the country in drop rate.
And Daniel Barker. We all see the touchdown catch. How's he doing blocking?
He's been much better blocking,
okay. Too.
That's the biggest aspect of his game that he's improved on. He is ridiculously good in the blocking game now. Maybe not ridiculously good, but much improved compared to what he was last year. And he's just more mature now as a sophomore. And you see what he can do in the pass game. And this year's awesome. But think about in the future when you got Luke Ford and Daniel Barker together. The Illinois staff is really high on those two guys playing together. That's a little bit of trick up your sleeve that Rod Smith will get to have and utilize.
Isaac Trotter in studio, Illini Inquirer, Derek Piper and I, and Ben and Ethan are behind me. And the only reason I know that I can see them on YouTube, they're behind me holding bratwurst. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I kind of want to hit on the defensive side of what happened against UConn. Illinois, of course, gets it done 31-23. Brandon Peters, four touchdowns, one interception. He has seven now in the year, TDs, that is, just one INT. Illinois, the important stat here, 2-0 to start the year. When we come back, we're going to talk about these brats that we're about to consume and more on the Illini win. It is the drive with Tay and Piper.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
El Toro grabs your taste buds and takes them on a wild ride, like a bull rider holds on for 8 seconds. The El Toro fajitas are the sizzling star of the show. They take grilled meats, guacamole, Mexican fried rice, and give you the flour tortillas to make each individual bite your way. We can't forget about the chips and tangy salsa that come right when you sit at your table. Amazing service, authentic Mexican food, and an experience you soon won't forget. So stop by El Toro at 723 South Neal Street in Champaign, or order on Grubhub, and the authentic flavor will be delivered to your door.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com, click on the type of vehicle you're interested in, and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out. No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable. But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms. Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Dealing with technology can be confusing and frustrating. With all the disorienting details of both wired and wireless technologies, it's easy to get things confused. Area-wide Technologies in Champaign makes sure your virtual private information is secure and allows you peace of mind that you will always be connected to customers and their problems. Give Area-wide a shot at 359-8041 or head to their website at www.areawidetech.com and let them take the confusion of cybersecurity out of your hands.
My name is Brandon. I am a manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. When you come here to get service, we're going to take care of your car. Because you take care of your car, the car is going to take care of you.
Come in for the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales Event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid September 12th through September 15th. Exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
Whether you're just starting out, tired of renting, or purchasing your dream home, Busey's award-winning mortgage team will find the financing that's right for you. With a simplified home buying experience, Busey will be there for you every step of the way. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Need a car wash? Need an oil change? Luckily, you can get them both at Market View Car Wash and Lube in Champaign. They have the perfect package for you. Just buy a full-service oil change, and they'll give you a complimentary car wash. They have free vacuums at their shop as well. And join the VIP Car Wash Club, as you will receive one car wash a day. The VIP Club Wash price starts at $20 a month. So come on by 501 West Market View Drive, and the Market View team will take care of your car as they would their own.
Car payments, mortgages, college tuition. You have enough to worry about, so let Pekin Insurance relieve some stress with auto, home, business, and life insurance. You can even protect your RV, motorcycle, and pets with our coverage. Request a free quote today at PekinInsurance.com. Our local agents will provide you with beyond the expected advice and service. That's PekinInsurance.com.
It's time for another My Journey with Mettler.
My name is Christina Slaby. I love doing physical therapy at Mettler. I did my own research because I knew of some other physical therapy places my friends had gone to and they weren't too happy, so I wanted to find a place that I was really happy with. And that's what I think is really special about physical therapy at Mettler, is that one-on-one attention the whole hour that you're there. It really helped with like strengthening and like figuring out a lot of issues that I didn't think I have.
Start your journey with Mettler Center. Visit MettlerCenter.com. Today.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
All right, we're grilling and chilling right now. It's the drive with Zay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper. Derek, you and I, we had a sausage and egg biscuit 2 weeks ago.
You did.
And we just finished a brat from the U of I Meat sales room. Ben and Ethan, Ben Peterson's out there working the grill.
I can confirm that the room has finished theirs.
Isaac Trotter, yours is done as well?
It took me about two or three bites.
Oh, my goodness.
It was fantastic.
Isaac was funny because I said, why is mine, when I do my brats, I never cook it. I mean, I'm fine. There's right. times where I've done it well, but I'm always overcooking it. That was perfect.
Yeah, it was flawless. And then he said next week they're having ribeye sandwiches.
Oh, my gosh. Do you guys,
changer.
I didn't know. Now, when I've done brats before, and I'm going to ask Ben this top of the hour, I've put them in beer. I've never boiled them in beer.
No, neither have I.
And that's what he did. That's even Miller Lite.
That's probably why it was, that might have been the most tender brat I've ever had.
Oh, my yeah. goodness.
Because you've had brats, though, before where you just eat them, and it's just like, it's a little tough sometimes to eat like a brat. These were not the case.
Oh, my. I wonder if we can have another one.
I don't think, why not? Why not?
You might be able to pull that
You're
off.
You're Lante. I would say, hey, could I please?
can I have another? By the way, we've got listeners that are coming by, but Ben brought some boxes of bratwurst, and there's 17 bratwursts in a box for $15. That's it. No tax. None of that. $15. swing by SJ Broadcasting. It's 2702 Boulder Drive. We're right across from Meyer in Urbana. All right, boys, we got about 10 minutes here before we bring Ben back on. We're talking with Isaac Trotter, Illini Inquirer, of course, Derek Piper and myself. Illinois football gets the win. Defensively, I think, you know, obviously you have the interception early that leads to a touchdown. I think you had a fumble right that led to a field goal. Otherwise, I mean, the defense, okay, we're going to get to the problem with the secondary. Overall, though, early on, Derek, what do you, I mean, I thought the defense showed up again pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, they gave up 0.3 yards per carry, which is pretty good. And as you mentioned, the pick six, they're not responsible for.
Right.
So you're holding the UConn team to, you know, single, just above 10 or two scores, essentially. So, yeah, I mean, the one thing is you look at the quarterback who started and he throws almost 300 yards. I know he had two interceptions, one late when you needed it.
Right.
So that was great. Batiku has been fantastic. I thought that if he would have had five sacks coming out of the non-conference, given the schedule, that would be on the higher end of where you'd want him to be. And he already has five and he leaves the country. So that's great. You already mentioned, though, it comes back to the secondary.
Yeah.
You know you're going to play Purdue. You know you're going to play Nebraska. You're going to play teams that can throw the football around. And that's the one worry, and I'm not willing to admit that, hey, this is a good defense.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, if we talk about Batiku, five sacks after two games, I'd have been happy with five sacks in the entire season.
I know.
Right? And this is what he's done after two games. Now, I think a part of that has to be, a lot of credit has to be given to Jamal Woods and Jamal Milan, who have both been awesome on the interior of the defensive line. I mean, you look at film and you just see the type of plays that they're making. They're taking up two or three guys, and then that allows Batiku to come off the edge and just have one-on-one and get after the quarterback. So he's taken advantage of his opportunities and played well, but you look at this defense. They allowed one touchdown. They've allowed one offensive touchdown through two games. That's improvement.
That
right?
is.
But this is what you needed to do against yeah. Akron and a UConn. And so they give up 16 points total. They it could have been a whole lot more. They held them to a couple field goals early when they were both driving down there and could have absolutely cashed those in for touchdowns. That might have changed the game. So overall, I was happy with the defense, but obviously the passing game. When you allow a true freshman quarterback that had zero other Power 5 offers
right.
in his first career start to throw for 275 yards, that's just not good enough.
And when you get in the Big Ten, guys, you're going to be facing teams that run the football and run the football well, and they basically just line up and say, here's what we're going to do. We're going to run right at you, and you're going to have to stop us, which means sometimes you may have to leave those corners on an island. Is Nate Hobbs and Quan Martin, from what you've seen in two games, are they going to be able to leave them on an island on occasion?
Yeah, I think they are. I don't feel like the problem is the cornerbacks. I feel like it's more scheme-related and the lack of depth at safety, right? Because with their scheme, what are they trying to do right now in their scheme? They're trying not to give up big plays, and they're trying to bait a quarterback into throwing into a spot that he thinks is open, and then you're able to pick it off, right? Well, honestly, check mark and check mark for both of those. They've given up one play that was bigger than 30 yards, and they picked him off twice. That's exactly what you're supposed to do, right? And they forced a turnover earlier in the game as well. So they finished with three takeaways. That's exactly what you there were supposed to do. The problem is that in between, they're playing super soft coverage.
Yeah.
Makes for easy throws for a quarterback, right? So the quarterback, credit to the UConn freshman quarterback for taking advantage of those soft spots in the zone and doing it. So I think Illinois does need to play a little bit more man coverage. I think they need to trust those corners because Nate Hobbs is really good.
Okay. Quan
Martin is really good.
Okay.
They need to trust him. It just comes down to the scheme. They're playing a lot more zone than they have man. And I wonder if that changes if Sidney Brown gets back this week. And it sounds like he's really close to returning from his injury. The sophomore safety is one of their best defensive players. They need him back badly. And he got hurt early in training camp, and he's a big difference maker there. So then when you finally get the secondary that you've always wanted of Tony Adams and Sidney Brown at safety, Nate Hobbs and Ron Martin at corner, then that's when I think you can see this secondary start to maybe find a little bit of itself because they're pretty good when they're healthy.
Yeah.
And the fact that we haven't really seen it yet is part to do with the scheme, but part to do with, you know, Michael Marquez is a walk-on. They picked on him a lot.
They did.
Right?
They
Kirby Joseph is a sophomore, not ever starting him before. They picked on him regularly. Stanley Green has his issues in pass coverage. They picked on him regularly. So I don't necessarily blame the quarterbacks or the cornerbacks as much for the 275 passing yards they gave up.
Yeah, I'm on board with Isaac there. I think that it's been a lot of sitting in zone. And the one thing that I don't like that I haven't seen with the zone is the rallying to the football. Is being able to, you know, see a receiver catch it over the middle and then he takes off for 25 more yards. Safety's got to be able to come up. Linebacker's got to be able to get out there. That's something that I haven't been able to see. Of course, as you mentioned, again, when you're sitting back in zone and just daring them to be able to be an opponent like Akron, an opponent like UConn, to be solid enough down to beat you all the way down the field, I think that makes sense. Of course, I don't want to sit in that against Sindelar,
right,
or Martinez, no, or Shea Patterson, as bad as Michigan's look. We can talk about that later. But, yeah, no doubt. And it will be interesting once you go man up on those and leave them on islands, maybe even to bring more pressure, because maybe Batiku can't get through, you know, two Nebraska offensive linemen.
No doubt.
But the safeties is where the concern is and where the health is. With Tony Adams, not sure. Marquise, when he's on the field, that scares me to death.
Well, and the thing is, too, is you make a great point about the Big Ten defenses coming up, and I think you're going to get a good sign of how good the secondary will be, because they're going to be tested this weekend.
Yeah.
Eastern Michigan can throw the ball.
They threw a lot, right? 300-plus against Kentucky.
Now, the week before, they didn't throw the ball that much.
Okay.
They can't run the ball very well, and they don't stop the run. So Eastern Michigan has a lot of flaws. But Rod Smith didn't mince words today. He said that this Eastern Michigan team is hands down the best team that they're going to play of this season, right?
Huh.
Of the first
the
three
whole
games.
Season?
No.
Non-conference.
Yeah, the non-conference, right? Like, of the first three games, right? And this is a really, really solid team, and
yep,
they're going to test this secondary, so they better be ready to play. And if they aren't, and Tony Adams is hurt, and Sidney Brown's still out, and you still are, you know, you're playing Stanley Green and Kirby Joseph and Michael Marquise, that could be a tough day for you on Saturday.
I test after two games. Like, you said it well, Pipes, with regards to, you know, after that Akron game, my thought was, first of all, they look good. Second of all, they came out and dominated a team they should. And that doesn't always happen here and hasn't in the last decade. So I was really encouraged that game. After this game, I was really frustrated early, then relieved that you won. And then the mood set into me of, oh, no, is when Nebraska gets here, is this a team that all of a sudden we're going to look at and say, well, gosh dang it, we got fooled again. We thought they could compete. Is your eye test enough to battle Nebraska?
Nebraska hasn't looked great.
No,
so
they
far
haven't.
I think with you being at home and potentially being 3-0 and knowing that the crowd should be quite a bit better than it was when we saw in week one, it should be a game that you're competitive in my opinion, right now, until Nebraska gets on all cylinders. At the same time, I will say with UConn, there's more of a benefit of the doubt to give Illinois because you're on the road for the first time all year and you're missing your starting running back and Reggie Corbin.
And Mike Epstein. That's a big
loss, Mike Epstein.
Yeah,
that's something you have to deal with the rest of the year.
Right.
So I don't know. That's where it's tough. I think in general, I'm stuck on, am I going to go beyond five wins and say, I know this team's going to go to a bowl game? No, because I don't know that this defense has proved enough. A D-line is encouraging, but you got to do it against somebody that matters. And up to this point, you've won the games you're supposed to, but still haven't shown or proven anything, in my opinion.
Fair enough.
And I completely agree with you, Piper, and that's why I think this weekend really matters, right? It's not, this isn't just a little tune-up right before Big Ten play gets started. I think this really, really matters. This is an important game for Illinois. And I still have my big questions about this team. I think the offense is going to be good. I think Brandon Peters has proven that he can pass the football, right? That's not an issue. And
I agree.
I think this offense is going to be one that's much more well-rounded when it comes to Big Ten play. If the running game is having a rough day like it did on Saturday, Peters proved that he can beat you with his arm. So I think that gives Illinois a much better chance to win football games. The problem is that we don't know about this defense still. I like the linebackers. I like the defensive line. It comes down to the safeties. And if those safeties aren't healthy, or if, God, you know, if, what if Nate Hopkins gets hurt, right?
Well, right.
Like, what if Quan Martin gets hurt?
Yeah.
You're in big trouble. So it feels like the margin for error is still razor thin. And after two games, I just can't say that they have passed the eye test yet. That's why week three is so important.
Fair enough.
The weeks after this.
It seems like every time Illinois puts a team on the field that makes a bowl game, and I'm not talking, you know, some smaller bowl game, big bowl game.
Right.
You look at those safeties, and they are the studs of that defense.
Right.
And we've seen that with the Kevin Mitchells in the past, and it's just Bobby Jackson, some of those guys. And it seems like that's the one thing that I worry a little about. Last thing real quick to end this hour, Stanley Green and the targeting. Stanley Green, certainly a guy that doesn't get the benefit of the doubt, it seems like, with regards to these targeting. The thing that bothers me, and I was talking to my buddy Don today, the thing that bothers me is when the offensive player starts to bend down.
Right.
I feel like, you know, there wasn't even a penalty on the field. I think that's like the third targeting penalty or call that Stanley Green has gotten in his time here that didn't even have a penalty, a flag on the field. I feel like, yes, I like the fact that the rule of the targeting, I understand that we're protecting kids, and I get that, and I'm totally for that. But sometimes, to me, it's so unfair to a defender when your natural instinct is to lean with your, maybe not your helmet, but certainly your head's going to go where your shoulders go, and to make a tackle. And then when the offensive guy kind of leans down too, then I feel like it's almost impossible sometime. And I just, I didn't necessarily agree with that call, and sometimes I don't like it.
It's really tough to play defensive back right now in college football. But I had an interesting discussion this morning with Martin O'Donnell, and he said that these referees, they watch film too. And when they come into a game, they know that Illinois' number 7, Stanley Green, has 3 targeting penalties in his career.
Interesting.
He had one last week. You need to watch out for him. Oh, the safety that's coming in at halftime, Kirby Joseph, he got suspended last week for a targeting thing. So they're watching these things. You get these preconceived notions in your head, and it's just,
sure.
I'm not blaming the refs, but you just know what it's going to be. You kind of understand, this kid's a little bit more prone to it. And by the letter of the law, that was a targeting.
Yeah,
I didn't agree with it either.
I know.
I didn't agree with it either, but it was.
Yep.
And unfortunately, it's just really hard for them to play defensive back and safety right now.
The issue is the rule. You're not judging intent. And
right.
I think intent needs to be on the ejection.
Great
15
point.
Yards and stay in the game, that
Great
makes sense
point.
To me. There are more malicious and intent to harm roughing the passer penalties.
Yeah.
Where you hit a guy 3 seconds late,
yep.
and that guy's really trying to hurt the quarterback, where this, as you mentioned, is just going low, and by the natural tackle, the offensive player has now lowered his head, and you have helmet to helmet.
Mm.
That's where the issue is.
And I think there's
Great
also
point.
Sometimes where you see offensive players lower their head into defensive
right,
players, and
right.
they don't get called for it, right? Like you see a running back do that, too. So it could be really frustrating. I'm glad that I don't have to play defensive back.
Right. Amen. And wait, are we waiting for the NCAA to make a good call on something like that?
Yeah, good luck with that one.
Oh, boy. NCAA. We love you. We really do. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to visit with Ben Peterson again. He's going to check in, grilling and chilling. He's out in the lot. I'm going to see how many bratwursts are left, because we've got some of our listeners that won the right to come and grab a free bratwurst. And don't forget, bring some cash. You can buy some bratwurst for your next tailgate. And please, I'm asking you, if you are getting ready for your tailgate this Saturday, go by the U of I Meat sales room at 1503 South Maryland Avenue. Again, the easiest way to describe it, if you're like me and you don't like addresses, although now anybody can just plug it in, it's Memorial Stadium, then it's the cemetery, and then it's the U of I Meat sales room, east, just head east from Memorial Stadium. That's where they're at. Go grab some bratwurst. They've got ribeyes. They've got, you know, sausage, whatever you're wanting to do. It's an early game. Do that as well. Give them a shout. They're open Tuesdays and Thursdays, 1 to 5:30 in the afternoon. Tuesday and Thursday, 1 to 5:30, and then Fridays from 8 to 1. Give them a shout. Go give them a shot, and you're going to love it because the bratwursts are incredible. So when we come back, we'll talk to Ben. We're going to hear from Lovey, Rod Smith, Imator Bebe as well. Are you hanging around a little bit longer, Trotter?
No, I'm out of here.
You're out. Yeah. Good. And that's, no, I'm kidding.
I know.
That's Isaac Trotter, everybody. Hey, thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah, no problem. I'm shocked you still know my name.
Well, I'm just excited to meet you. That's a joke. It's The Drive!
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.